KI4YJI Portable. I believe that's the correct call. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Fox. Are you listening? Over. KI4YJI Portable. KI4YJI Portable. Table Rock, South Carolina. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Fox. Yeah. Well, I think I had the call wrong. I believe it's KI4YJI Portable. Let's try that. KI4YZI Portable. W4 Delta Fox Shot.
LZI Portable.
Evening, KI4YZI Portable. Believe you say you're Table Rock. How is it you're always portable?
Put it on the fix station, but I got a lot of money invested in it. During these storms, I don't want to take the risk of losing it. And this repeater where it is, I can get into it real easy with just a 8-10 rubber duck. KI4LZI Portable.
Makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. By the way, my name is Don, located over in the booming metropolis of Inman, South Carolina. How long do you live there in the Table Rock area?
Portable. I first found out about amateur radio from this repeater here with a receiver that I had back in the late 70s.
Well, I'm having some problems here with Echo Link. I don't know what it locks up. And the reason I asked, my ancestors were Rock area as early as 1810. They first listed in the 1810 census of the old county. And I wonder if you know anybody over there with the surname Fortner. F-O-R-T-N-E-R.
Well, there was some Fortners over here. Because when I was going to school, I remember someone else called named Fortner.
Well, we've been there consistently from the 1810 census. The first fellow I found, the oldest guy, was Timothy Fortner. And he descended through about four or five sons. And most of the Fortners in the upstate are descended from old Timothy. It appears he was last found in the 85th census. And disappeared. So apparently, on that census, he claimed to be 65 and born in North Carolina. So that would make him born in 1785. So I've been tracking him for about 20 years now, and I located almost 2,000 people directly related to the Fortners, and some married Fortners. Search, but. I found a lot of relatives. I just hope they remember me in their will.
You was Frederick Fortner.
Okay, well, about what year was that, if you can recall?
Long time. Early 80s, late 70s, somewhere in that time range.
Okay, well, I'm sure we're related. I've got all those people in my database, so... I could look it up, and I share this with other Fortner researchers. My dad, Fortner, who was named after the sitting governor of South Carolina in 1915, he had a brother, Jervin, J-E-R-V-I-N, Frederick Fortner, who was in World War II, captured by the Germans and imprisoned. And was liberated 1945, came back to liberty, and eventually wound up in Augusta, Georgia, in a hospital.
I don't know. I know there, like as you said, I know there's Fortner's around, and I went to school with that Fortner's there. And as you said, I believe, as you were saying, there's some from way back that's over here. But other than that, that's really all I can really tell you about this that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I get your name. I apologize. So you give it to me on the next, on your next transmission.
Pray you, I just go by Andy, Alpha November Delta Yankee.
Okay, Andy, thanks for that. I'll try to remember it in my mind. I'm 75, by the way, headed towards 76. So my eyes failing, my hearing's failing, and wait a minute. I can't remember what else is failing. But my Fortner's once owned Ball Rock up there near Caesar's Head. They owned it. That was part of the property that Timothy owned sometime after 1810, and it was handed down to the sons and grandsons. And the last person I knew that I know of that owned it was James Matthew Fortner. He was the son of Timothy, maybe a grandson, a great-grandson, and he was a Baptist pastor, Baptist minister. And at one time, there was a Fortner Baptist Church located in the Welcome Baptist Church, later changed to, I can't think of another name, but, I guess in the 70s.
As you were saying earlier in the net, I'll be glad you can get a good outside antenna up a J-pole up. I don't know what it is with your echo link, but I'm hearing bits and pieces of what you're saying, but I can't copy everything constantly. It's kind of like if you was on RF and you was breaking out.
It seems to be dropping out of transmit. The original question about portable, how long have you been on the repeater?
We found out about this repeater we're on here back in Christmas of 1976. I had just an old average multiband receiver that had commercial AM, FM on it, TV audio frequencies, and the VHF high band. And I tuned across on the VHF high band and found out about this repeater thing. But I didn't get my license till 2005.
Well, kind of sad for me when I look back over the years. All the check-ins today that I hear today, tonight, or whatever, the only one that I remember from those years, from the 70s, 80s, is Ray, K4SUG, and the fellow that used to be the Debbie Cake Man. And there was also a Lay's Potato Chip Man, John something, but on check-ins it was not uncommon to have over 100 check-ins, and it's sad that I know none of the hams on today. It's real pitiful. I guess I'm lucky to still be here myself.
Well, like I told you, I was listening during those years. I didn't have my license, but I heard many net too on this Breyers net back in the 80s and 90s and late 70s where the check-in count on the Breyers net averaged, as you say, 65 to 100 check-ins a night. And they very frequently had 2,000 check-ins a month, but that was the days before the internet and cell phones. You know, when this come about, things really went downhill for the amateur service, it would appear.
It's amazing the differences I've seen, the changes I've seen over the 61 years that I've been licensed. The rules have changed so much, and it seems like with the internet and everything that the interest in ham radio has dropped considerably. They say it hasn't, but It probably has. I had a project in mind that I need to check with somebody on the net. I feel there may be some old hounds out there, the fellows that used to check in, but they just don't have any rigs anymore. And I'm considering ordering a dozen of those Balfane 8-watt units and somehow get them programmed and distributed to those hams that don't have a way to get on. What do you think about that? That sounds like a smart idea.
Amateur service, I got no problem with it. What I'm afraid's happened is, like you said earlier, most older hams are silent keys, and like the EC of Abbeville County was told when he was trying to promote amateur radio. Someone told him, why should I get in amateur radio? I can take your cell phone and call anywhere around the world with my cell phone or the internet. And that's the kind of thing that people in amateur radio got to deal with. Now, average people don't think that it's very obsolete.
Yeah, that's you that... And it has pros and cons about it. The cell phone has changed everything drastically. But here's one thing I always remember. Set stations can go down, and all of the main, but a ham with a mobile, he's still valuable. So that's one case that's where the hams can do things that the cell can't do in time urgent. That's progress, if I do. I don't see things like used to be. I got off air about... Oh, about 20 years ago, I forgot it totally until recently, and just now decided I better get back on. So when I become a silent key, somebody will know it. I've heard you on quite a bit, and I'm very much interested in your comments, what you have to say. You take care and have a good night, Andy, and I'll hopefully catch you again. I'd like to straighten me out on that. I can't even remember my last name. This is W.
Have listened on and off here on this repeater ever since that time of Christmas of 1976, on and off here, and I've heard a lot of people that I used to hear on this briar's net that no longer with us. They've been dead for years and decades, and these newer people just have no interest in it, like that the EC of Abbeville County said, you know. What they told him was correct, but they don't understand that's infrastructural dependent. And unfortunately, I don't know how we're going to change it, but I'm going to have to get out right now. I got to go to eat a snack. I'm diabetic myself, so KI4LZI4.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much for your time and sharing that information with me. It's from the past that you'll probably remember so much. Take care, and, Mr. Andy. KI Portable, I believe it is. This is Whiskey 4 Foxtrot here.